Good morning. A Monday morning, that means Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us each Monday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's talk about New York City's Democratic mayoral primary. It's tomorrow, and the issue of ranked choice voting and a number of other issues are topping the list when it comes to that race.
That's right. Today is the last day of campaigning, not only in New York City, but all across the state. The big issue in New York City, they're picking a new mayor, as everyone probably knows by now. And it's kind of uncertain who will emerge from a multi-candidate field. And it's also the debut of ranked choice voting in this race, where folks get to say who their second, third, and fourth choice might be and how that might impact who actually wins this thing. It's going to be different. It's a very complicated system. So it's going to be interesting to see how that comes out by Tuesday night. There's not only the New York City primary for mayor, but there's some interesting primaries across New York State, Rochester mayoral, Syracuse mayoral. We've got also other major cities in the state, Albany and Buffalo, some town supervisor races on Long Island, and county legislatures all over. Big question might be turnout as well. There are no congressional or national politics weighing in this time on these local races. How well will the turnout be in the middle of summer this time around is an open question everywhere.
Well, let's go from there to the issue of a prosecutorial misconduct commission.
That's right. Legislators and Governor Cuomo say they've got it right this time. A couple of years ago, they passed a bill that would set up a commission to oversee instances and accusations of DAs in local counties acting inappropriately, prosecuting cases, withholding evidence without reason. This was challenged in court and tossed by courts in January of 2020 because of constitutional violations of separations of power. This time, lawmakers think they've got it right. They changed the bill. The most important part about that is the commission will be able to investigate claims, but will then have to hand over to the court system, as it says in the Constitution, to do any kind of findings or disciplinary action, rather, against DAs. So they think they've remedied it. The thing probably won't start running at best until 2022 because they've got to staff the commission and put some money behind it, or else it's just a piece of paper.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. I know you're off on vacation next week. Enjoy. We'll catch up with you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Dave.